We left off last week by Vechen Kosev B'Seir Yosecha. We finished out the Kiddushta. And our Kiddushta says Vechen Kosev B'Seir Yosecha. And that's why we say the Psukim of Vayuchulu HaShomayim Va'oretz V'chol Tzvom Vayechal Lekim Bayom Ashvi. These Psukim, we say them for that reason, because that's the Vechen Kosev B'Seir Yosecha. Interesting is that Gerses Arambam brought in the Torah and brought in other Rishonim, such a Gersa, that they were Geres, Vechein, Kosev, Vesereserecha, Vayevorech, Alekim, Ethiem, Ashvi, Vayekadosh, Eisei. They didn't say Vayechulu, and they didn't say Vayechal, Alekim. They only said the third Pasik, Vayevorech, Alekim. Why? Because we said that it's Uveirachtoi, Mikol Ayomim, Vikidashtoi, Mikol Azmanim. So we want to bring a Raya on Baracha and Kedusha. So that's why Vechein Kosev B'Seir Asecha Vayivorech Alekim Ethiyem Ashvi Vayikadosh Eisei. So we only said that Pasuk. Azayis Girsis HaRambam, Azayis Girsis Kama Rishonim, that the Torah brings. The Sasemes brings a very interesting raya to it, that L'Chayra, that was the Minik Taka in Zman HaGemara. Akoponim in Zman HaGemara, they didn't say Vayichulu. Because the Gemara says that a fellow Yochid Amispal Tzarech Loimer Vayichulu, Rav Shua Ben Levi says a memory in the Gemara on Shabbos, that a fellow Yochid Amispal Tzarech Loimer Vayichulu, what does it mean a fellow Yochid Amispal Tzarech Loimer Vayichulu? Avada, he said Shemana Esra. So what's the fellow Yochid Amispal Tzarech Loimer Vayichulu? If he said Vayichulu, this doesn't mean the second Vayichulu, it means that he has to say Vayichulu. So if he said already Vayichulu, you don't have to say that Yochid Amispal should say Vayichulu. Al Korchach, that in Shemana Esra, they didn't say Vayichulu until this memra in the Gemara. It could be that once there was the memra in the Gemara, we put it into Shemana Esra also that Yochid HaMispal should say Vayichulu. But it's a raya al-Koponim that before then, als Anshe Knesset HaGdoilus Takona of Tvila, this wasn't Nichlal in Anshe Knesset HaGdoilus Takona of Tvila. That's the Sosemes' raya. It's a very interesting raya. And the Torah himself says that the reason why we say Vayichulu is because of this Gemara of Kalayim Vayichulu, Nasa Shutif, Kalayim Vayichulu is Mechopalei Aven Noisov, and that the Kona, that Afele Ayochid, Amispal, is Ayme Vayichulu, that is why there is a Vayichulu. That is one way to learn. That Be'etzem, the Ike Vayichulu is Vayivarech, and Vayikadish. And it's a Rayan, Ivirachtoi, and Vikidashtoi. Why do we say Vayichulu, the whole Vayichulu? That's a different inyan. But the Vechein Kosev B'Secha doesn't go on that. That is one Mahalach in Rishonim. The other Mahalach in Rishonim is that Vechein Kosev B'Secha does not go necessarily on the Lefonov. It doesn't go necessarily on the Veirachtoi Ukidashtoi. It goes on the Lefneifonov. The Lefneifonov being the Ata Kidashtoi, Yemeshvi Lishmecha, Tachlis Maisei Shamayim Va'aretz. It goes for that reason, Tachlis Maise Shemayim Va'aretz. And where do we see that it's Tachlis Maise Shemayim Va'aretz? The Torah and other Rishonim bring that the Tachlis is lies in the word of Vayichulu. Vayichulu Taka means this word of Tachlis. There's the Shleimus HaBriya. Here's the Vayichulu of the Briya. So it's the Shleimus HaBriya. So that's the Tachlis Maise Shemayim Va'aretz. That is the Pashtus HaDvarim, how you learn the Vechein Kosev B'Seir Yosecha. If it's going on the Veirachta V'Kidashta, the Iker is the third Pasuk. If it's going on the Tachlis Maise Shemayim Va'aretz, on the Ata Kidashta, then it's going on the Vayichulu itself, Taka, and it's good why we start from the Vayichulu itself. There's a lot to learn on Vayichulu, hen in the Etzem Pshatim, hen in a lot of Rimozim that there are in these Pshatim. Let us try a little bit to try to learn what is this Psukim teaching us, and a little bit of the Oimek HaDvarim, to get a little bit of an idea what the Kedusha of Shabbos is all about. And when a person says Ata Kidashta, and afterwards he says Vayichulu, he should realize what the Kedusha of Shabbos is. Rashi in Chumash says, and he brings a Medrash, Vayichal Elikim Bayoim Ashvi Melachtei, which is mashma that the malacha was finished by Yom HaShvi. It's mashma that it finished on by Yom HaShvi. Rashi brings the Chazal, Ma'oyo Oilom Choser, what was the world missing? Menucha, Bosa, Shabbos, Nigma, Malacha, because the Rebbeinu Shalom was Hichtiv, Menucha, La'atzmai, and the Mela the Bria got Menucha. We have to know that there's a lot of pnimius in this Chazal, what it means, Mahoya Oilam Chosa Menucha, but let us learn a piece of Sasemes in Parashas Bereishis, Tov Reish Samach Beis, which he doesn't say anywhere in the rest of the Sefer, Achidish Diketaych in Menucha, and we will try to be mamik to understand this Meredik Achidish Diketaych in Menucha. What is Menucha? Shteten Heiliges Sasemes. Menucha I Bechines Nevua V'Ruach HaKedish. Menucha is a Bechina of Nevua and Ruach HaKedish. Where do we find that Menucha is a Bechina of Nevua and Ruach HaKedish? One, a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Capital Yud Aleph. V'Nocha Olav Ruach Hashem. It says, V'Nocha Olav Ruach Hashem. Another Raya, the Mechilta in Parshas Boi, the Agdamatu Mechilta, Darshan's a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Capital Mem Hei, on the Pasuk Menucha Leimotzasi, that it means Nevuah. So, first thing is, it touches the word Menucha, that Menucha is Meramez on the Inyan of Nevuah, Menucha is Meramez on Nevuah and Ruach HaKedish. Where does Shabbos get to Menucha and to Nevuah and Ruach HaKedish? Here is the second Chiddush of the Sasemes. Shabbos is Me'en Oilam Abba. If so, what does it say, Amen Oilam Abba? It says there will be a posik for nivu b'neichem uv'neiseichem. Will be kol am Hashem will be neviim. La'olam haba will be everybody will be neviim. V'nivu b'neichem uv'neiseichem. If so, if kol am Hashem will be neviim, so if in the me'en olam haba, every yid has a shaychus to the me'en olam haba of nevuah. Has a shaychus to that darga of en olam haba nevuah. The posik that it says, if somebody would want that, why does the Sasemes have to kriach Tanach, and he should bring a posik that says by the Shivim Skenim, by Elder the Medav, there it doesn't mean Nevuah, there it means Takevatonach, because if you learn the Mephoshim there, the Loshim Vatonach there does not mean a Loshim Nevuah. That's why he uses these psukim which mean Be'etzem a Loshim Nevuah. Now, that's the Nekuda of the two Chidushim of the Sasemes. Chidush Aleph, that Menucha means Nevuah. Chiddush Beis is that why do we have a Shaychus to Nevuah? We have a Shaychus to Nevuah because it's Me'en Losid Lovei. Now, if so, we will go on the Kritzit weiter and then we will try to understand more. So, the Heilige Sasemes more than that. Now he tells us if we understand this, we understand why Shabbos Malacha is Aser. And I'll read the words of the Sasemes because we have to understand the Oimek HaDvarim. Ulechein b'Shabbos Nesar Amalacha lebnei Yisrael. It is for this reason that on Shabbos Malacha is Aser. Ki tachlis Amalacha ve'amaisa, the whole tachlis of the whole week's Malacha and Maisa is Liyos Keli sheyochel hakedusha v'ruach hakedish al abriya. Half of a fellow the kigilui. The whole sheshes yimei Amaisa is only to become a Keli that we should be able to what? Have the Yechelis to accept the Kedusha of Ruach HaKedish and Nevuah that has to come down on Shabbos Kedish. So let us now touch a new touch in a Pasuk based on a Medrash. Vayuchulu, the Shemayim and Aretz became Kalim to be Mekabel. That's touch Vayuchulu. We have a new touch in Vayuchulu based on Medrashim in Parashas Bereishis. That Vayuchulu is from Loshen Keli. That the Sheish Yimei HaMaisa is Nigmar, becomes the Bria a Keli now with Shabbos to get what? To accept the Ruach HaKedish and the Nevuah from Lamaila. That is the Yisayt of Vayichulu. And Kol Yimei HaMaisa Achana LeShabbos. That's one thing. So now we know a new Taich in Tachlis Maisa Shemayim Va'aretz. It's Taka Tachlis Maisa Shemayim Va'aretz. Because the Tachlis of all Maisa Shemayim Va'aretz is to be a Keli to accept the Kedusha and to accept the Nevuah. When did it become the Keli? Shabbos became the Keli. So now we know what V'chein Kosev B'Seresecha means. V'chein Kosev B'Seresecha goes back on Tachlis Maisa Shemayim Va'aretz. The whole Tachlis of Maisa Shemayim Va'aretz was that it should become a Keli to accept the Kedusha from Lamaila, this Darga of Me'en Olam Haba, this Keli to become Nizgala in this world, Nevuah and Ruach HaKedish, and that is becomes on Shabbos. Now he says, through that the person does malacha, He is talkus ruach hakodesh. Through that goes away the ruach hakodesh. Vehi chilul Shabbos. What does the word chilul Shabbos mean? We're so used to such a word, we don't even think what the pnimius of that word means. Chilul Shabbos means making a cholol in Shabbos, making Shabbos empty. You know when Shabbos is empty? I'll tell you a very poshut pshat. When a keli is full and you empty the keli, there's now a cholol in the keli. If the whole tachlis of Shabbos is that keli should be filled, and Shabbos fulfills the keli that was made through the avodas hashishis me'amaisa. We made kelim, and we will fill those kelim. We're doing the melacha. We are mechalul those kelim. We empty those kelim. That means chilul Shabbos. Beautiful shtikl sasemes. But we don't understand why, what is 1 + 1 = 2? Where did the sasemes get this anocha from? The idea malocha, he is talkus ruach hakeidish v'nikrak chilul Shabbos. The teretz is, we have to go back and study why taka is ruach hakodesh in nevuah called menucha. Good, you have a raya from a mechilta that the mechilta calls nevuah menucha lo mitzasi yu al nevuah. The teretz is, says zeh poshet, that to order that a person should have nevuah, he needs menucha. The seid of nevuah is menucha. Why is the seid of nevuah menucha? First of all, the Pashtus Advarim, where it says in Rambam, and the way it says in all the Kadmonim, the Ikarinion of Nevuah comes from Isbaididus, from being Nifrish and Nifrish, from the Ganze Briah. So Tirda is the opposite of being able to have Nevuah. But it's more than that. It's the Etzem Metzius of being completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Menucha comes from not having Tirda. Where does Tirda come from? Tehda comes from being Isaac in this world. That's where Tehda comes from. Tehda comes from not trusting the Rebbeinu Shalom. Betochein is the opposite of Tehda. So the Yisoid of Menucha comes from being Kulei Betuach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can't have Menucha and Nevuah unless he's Kulei throws himself on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is Nifrod from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can't have Nevuah. Let us say over a Moir de Kimitzia that had Shabbos. Moir de Kimitzia, a Plia de Kimitzia. Yesterday was the Yahrzeit from Rabbi Yitzchak Radavilla, a son of the Ramech of Lotshava. He brings a word from Baal Shem HaKadosh, which I don't think anybody brings. I don't think anybody brings it. Lefi Yediyosi, nobody else brings this word from Baal Shem. Vayigoresh Hashem, the Eibishter was Vayigoresh. He took, when Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden, Vayigoresh, the very son was Vayigoresh as Adam. He told the Adam to go out of Gan Eden. In Talmud Be'elio it says, Gerishin Melamed Shenosin Lai Gerishin Ki Isha. First Talmud Be'elio in Capital Aleph, Melamed Shenosin Lai Gerishin Ki Isha. What did the Talmud Be'elio bother? What did the Talmud Be'elio teach us? What's the Chilik? Ya Ki Isha, Nish Ki Isha. Let's be Magnum before we come to the Baal Shem. A word was his word, Kol Hoin Sheba Alma. A new Yudike word. Siddur Sefer, a tshuva Sefer called Minchas Yehuda. In the back of the Sefer he brings verte, drashes. One of the drashes he says he heard from the Gastanina, Rabbi Chilmeya Megastanin, a pshat in the stone in the Belio, that's dvom amiti in Beyesa. Vayigoresh esa Adam. If I take somebody and I tell him, go from here to there, I was megarish him. I threw him away from me. Oh, but the Rebbeinu Shelaylam is male kalaylam kulay. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Memale Kol Almin, Seviv Kol Almin. Was heist Vayigoresh Es Adam? So if the Tanel Be'elio Neuchedik, a Ish and a Ish are standing in the same exact position before Gerish and after Gerish and Rachmanu Litzlom. And it's called Megureshes. Eyes are standing in the same place. Because that Gerish means a Gerish of a Chibur Ruchni, not of a Gerish in the physical sense of Gerish. Thus state in Tanu Be'elio to answer this kasha. Vayigoresh es Adam, was heist Vayigoresh, zog the Tanu Be'elio, not the Gerish ki Isha, not the Gerish, physical Gerish, because that's not Shaykh, because the Eibishter is Mamala Kol Almin, Seviv Kol Almin, so it's not Shaykh, physical Gerish. What means Vayigoresh? A Ruchni is the Gerish. Oy bazei, how take did he make this ruchnistike gerishin? Steht in Targum, Yonison in Targum, Yishalmi. Vitorit. The taich of Vayigoresh is Vitorit. Steht in Ur Yitzchok that the Heilige Baal Shem said the Rebbeinu Shalom gave him Tirdas Aparnosa, and Azoy is a vertrieben geworden von Gan Eden. Neure Va'oyim. Neure Va'oyim. Steht da am Neure Dike Nekuda. Weil Goresh is Adam, is Gerishin means Chibur, taking away the Chibur. That means you're not connected to Rebbeinu Shalom. Tirda means you're not connected to Rebbeinu Shalom. Because if you're connected to Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no Tirda. From where come Tirda? You have the Rebbeinu Shalom, but there's Tirda. That Torid Yas Adam, he was matzah to them with Panosa. That Tirdas HaPanosa. Stetish that you have to do Panosa. Tirdas HaPanosa. The Tirdas HaPanosa. Das ist Gerishim von Gan Eden. Es ist Dvorm Nihoim Admiyot. And if we understand that word from Baal Shem HaKadosh, we understand that the opposite of Tirda is Menucha. And state in that piece in our Yitzchak, if he says it himself, or he says it in the Baal Shem, it's hard to chap. That on Shabbos we don't have Gerishim from Gan Eden. Shabbos we have back Gan Eden. Why? Because we don't have Tirda Shabbos. Thus is the Oymik Adover that Oyneg is Rosh Tevis, Eden, Nor, Gan. Because we take to go back in Gan Eden Shabbos. Because what took us out of Gan Eden? The Torah took us out of Gan Eden. If that Tirda goes away on Shabbos, then you're back in Gan Eden. If you don't have Tirda, then you're back in Gan Eden. Tirda and Gan Eden is a Stira. Thus stay there in their stickles as amis. What is Gan Eden? Vayani cheyu be Gan Eden. Chazal taich vayani cheyu a loshen of Chazal taich vayani cheyu in Gan Eden a loshen of menucha a loshen of menucha Shabbos. As I state klar in Medrash vayani cheyu be Gan Eden. As amis brings a Medrash in Bereshis Rabba Kapitel Tezayin Deirish meloshen menucha Shabbos. So Gan Eden, Vayanicheyu be Gan Eden. What's the opposite of the Vayanicheyu be Gan Eden? Vayigoresh, Vitorit. So Gan Eden is not Vitorit, and not in Gan Eden is Vitorit. Is Menucha is the Mitzias of not Tirda. And if you don't have Tirda, you connect it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you could have Nevua. But if you do Malacha Shabbos, then you're emptying that ability that the Bria should be a Keli to accept the Menucha, to accept the Ruach HaKodesh and the Nevuah, and that is Chilul Shabbos. How full of a fellow, the Kediburim, that Dachzema, we were oimed a little bit to understand it, is a Semes in Bereshis, Tufresh Samach Beis, and that is the touch, Vayuchulu Ashamayim, it became a Keli, Altekidashtus Yemishmi Lishmecho, Tachlis Maise Shemayim Varetz. What's the Tachlis Maise Shemayim Varetz? That should become the Hakara of the Rebbeinu Shalom, which is Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah Chibur to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's Menucha. And the opposite is the Tirda. So when you do Malucha, you're disturbing that Menucha. You're bringing Tirda. So you're disturbing that Keli. And you're going out of Gan Eden. But that's the touch. Vayichulu. The Vayichulu is the Keli to accept the Bria. That's Pirish Aleph. For to understand the word Vayichulu, the Tachlos Ma'aseh Shemayim Va'aretz, and to have a pnimistic asaga, a little bit of what Kedusha Shabbos is, what the degree a person can get Shabbos. Today was Bahab, those who said Slichas today. I was in a place that they said Slichas today. Said in Slichas Shema Keleinu, Ayid asks Al Tashlichenu Melefanecha, V'ruach Kodshecha Al Tikach Mimeni. After learning this Sasemes is the Chafl of a fella. Al Tashlichenu Melefanecha. Don't say Vayishalcheu Megan Eden. Don't throw us out from Gan Eden. I went out in Gan Eden, finish them. It's Shabbos out from Gan Eden. The Ruach Kodshech al tikach mimeni goes on Shabbos Kedish. Shabbos is the Ruach Kodshech that we have. The Menucha that we have Shabbos. The Ruach HaKedish that we have Shabbos. Al tashlichenu milfonecho. Don't throw us out milfonecho. If you want derech remes, al tashlichenu milfonecho. Rosh Tevis emes. The Alma is Alma the Shikra. And Shabbos, the Nekuda of Emes, Amar Tziyari L'Shake B'Shabbos. Because why? Because he has a Kesha to the Emes Shabbos. Al Tashlichenu L'Fanecha. It shouldn't be by Shalcheu M'Gan Eden. Don't throw us out from Gan Eden, be Megarish us and be Matrid us, that we should lose our Ruach HaKedish. On Shabbos, we should be Zeichet to the Menucha of Shabbos. That's Al Tashlichenu L'Fanecha, of Ruach Kodshecha, Al Tikach Mimeni. That's more than enough for 1 week in Dvarim or Amukim. Friday night, saying Kiddush Friday night, it struck me on a kuda in Vayichulu. And Baruch Hashem, there's a piece of Sasemes in Parashas Noach, which I found, even though the piece is Moyodik, Shverer piece in the Oymek Advarim, but the Etzem Mitzias, that the way to touch the Psukim. Vaychula Shemayim Varas V'chol Tzvam is one Pasuk. Now it says what the Rebbeinu Shem did Shabbos. Vaychal Elikim Bayoyim Ashvi Melachta Esher Asa, Vayishbois Bayoyim Ashvi, Vayavorach Elikim Esyoyim Ashvi. And I had an Asaga that says here three things. People argued with me that it says four things. Vayikadosh Esher. Nicha Getainet, that it's not a new thing, the Vayikadosh. It doesn't say Vayikadosh Elikim Bayoyim Ashvi. There's only three Bayoyim Ashvi. So for the three Bayoyim Ashvi, there's three Pulis. Vayichal Elikim Bayoyim Ashvi, Vayishbois Bayoyim Ashvi, and Vayivorach Elikim Esyoyim Ashvi. The Vayivorach and Vayikadosh goes together. Because in all Pshatim that Chazal connect the Bircha B'mon, Kitche B'mon, it goes together. It's not dry zachen. A chloros v'semes, in Parashas Noach Tov Reish Nun Vov, he says, there are three bechines in Parashas Vayichulu. Vayichal Elikim Bayoyim Ashvi, Vayishbois, Vayivorach, and he takes to a Zera Kodesh that says that there are three bechines in Shabbos. Is it Sadovar Pele? Good. So we have three bechines in Shabbos. Darf gain weiter an Nekuda. What these three bechines in Shabbos are, we're not going to go into it at this moment. We'll soon see in a minute, maybe a little bit more. Vayichal, Vayishbois, and Vayivorech. What's the Sheirish of Vayivorech? Beizresh Chof. What's the Sheirish of Vayishbois? Shavas. What's the Sheirish of Vayichal? Kol. That's the Taitch Vayichal. That's Gemacht Gans. So the Sheirish is Kol. That's the Sheirish. It's two-letter Sheirish. It's the under the in that there are some two-letter Sheirish and others hold that everything is two letters. Those Zichah, the Sheirish, two letters. Half of a fella. Chazal Zagnunz, Mishetarech, Be'er, Shabbos, Yechal, B'Shabbos. From the other side, we find that anybody could have a Sheikhus to Shabbos. We find in Shabbos a very big stira. I saw somebody brings a kasha. He say Friday night, and call Mekadosh, Tehoidim Yerashua. Not Tehoidim Yerashua. And on the other side, Zogt Menaz Yedai not a Sheikhus to Shabbos. The Teretz is, there are B'chinnis of Shabbos. Does it clear? There are B'chinnis of Shabbos. There are Shabbos that everybody can have a Sheikhus. There are Shabbos that you have to have Madregis. We're not going to go into it now. And to separate the Eretz and Bechines. Obviously, Klor, Mishetorech, Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichel Be'Shabbos, the Achona for Erev Shabbos is Erev Shabbos. Let's go a little bit further. In Zerah Kedish in Parshas Bahar, says something, and make Zogn Andish, then it says there. I just want to say first what it says there, and then we will say, the Nekudo, was will Zogn Andish. Steht in Zerah Kedish that there are four vays in Vayichulu. Vayichulu, Vayichal, Vayishbois, Vayivarech, Vayikadosh. Five times Vay. And he says that the Avodah in Shabbos is to take the five Vays and add on five Alephs to them, to take every Vay and make it into Toif. Vay is one less than Toif. Vay is 16, Toif is 17. Amoyodik ishtikl Zerakadosh. I'm not going to go into the Zerakadosh now. Sidot Dvarim Neflom in the ishtikl Zerakadosh. But the Zerakadosh opened up my eyes. That if we learn that there's only three psukim, three in Yonim, Edoba Em is dry vice. And the Pella is that there's three Elikims in the Vayichulu also, which the Elikim is the Akimidisadin. So there's three Midisadins in them. Edoba Pella in Kadmeinim, that in Kiddush, Friday night, you say Vayichulu, and then afterwards you say a Baracha, Bari Priyagofen, and the Baracha of Kiddush, the three Shemavayas. In the Baracha, afterwards. Those three Shemavayas are to be mamtik, the three Vais, the three Elikims, in here. Thus is the Nekuda. Why did I say this? Because then we understand that these words are separated. There's a Vai, that has to be Mesukin. Then you come to the Shoresh of the word. Dovar Nifla Admiyot, and this is what will end. Supposit Nishka Koich Tzuzogimel, Obes Adovar Nifla. Kol Shavas Barach the Drei Shiroshem Abagematria Pinklech Erev Shabbos. If one wants to have these three bechines in Shabbos, that the Sosemis is Megala, that are Vayichal, Vayishbois, and Vayivorech, which are the dry Nekudas in Shabbos, the Sheirish of these three words, if you take off the Vais, that's the Nekuda of Erev Shabbos. What is the Avodah of Erev Shabbos? What is the Avodah of Erev Shabbos? We spoke last week that Erev Shabbos there's a Muyadikis Snagdus from the Yetzirah, Befrat, before Shabbos, Befrat in the Inyan of Machlekes. Chazal tell us there were tat kuf ayin deiris that were come to. The heinein azeponim shebeder. Also steht in Chazal in the Gemara. Vehene in Azir Ponim Shebedor doesn't mean Dafke people. It means the Nekuda of Azir Ponim and every single person comes from those Tatkuf Ayin Dalet Deiris. Tatkuf Ayin Dalet is Begematria Erev Shabbos. Which means that Nekuda of Aveda, of getting rid of the Azir Ponim Shebedor that is in every single person, becomes Nisoyer every single Erev Shabbos. In every single Erev Shabbos, which others is the Sheirish of every Pirut and every Machlekes and every Ben Adam Lachavera comes from the Darg of Azei Ponim, every Erev Shabbos becomes Nisoyer the Aveda to be Mesakein the Azei Ponim Shebeder, which lie from the Tatkuf Ayin Dalet Deiris. And as much as a person is Mesakein Erev Shabbos, that Tatkuf Ayin Dalet Deiris, that's how much he can have a Shaiches to these three Bechinois that lie in the Vayichulu, in the Vayichal, in the Vayishbois, and in the Vayivarech.